No matter if you're streaming online, 2SER.com, maybe you're listening on the old school analog frequency of 107.3, maybe you happen to be streaming 2SER through some kind of third-party application. Doesn't matter how you're doing it, as long as you're here hanging out as we go through 2 hours of truly original alternative Australian music here on the program at Top of That Bracket from the Byron Bay outfit Seaside. Their new track is called Dopamine. And just then, the sounds of Johnny Hunter, Pain and Joy, from their debut EP, which comes out tomorrow. It is called Early Trauma. I am joined by the vocalist of Johnny Hunter, Nick, here in the studio. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Cameron.
It's a pleasure to see a friendly face, especially after so long of being in isolation and doing it myself. It's actually great to have some company here. So I appreciate your effort in coming in so late this evening. It's been great.
It's a pleasure to be here, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations on the EP. It's been a long time coming, I think. I was breezing through some articles and interviews earlier today, and at the end it was like, stay tuned for the Johnny Hunter EP. This was like 2017, 2018. Was it the case of it was already kind of essentially conceptualized? You just didn't really know how to record it, or you kind of spent your time just going back over everything and redoing things you weren't necessarily happy with?
I guess we had an idea that we were, obviously, as an artist does, always going to release the EP. And we had plans to do it. It's just a time thing for us, you know, because we're working men. And we got jobs, you know.
Jobs at the moment?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, hardly.
Where do you find these jobs?
No, but it's just a time thing for us. Like, and to be honest, we chose the best way to go about it because I feel like we got the best out of the time that we kind of used.
Perfect.
To make that record, yeah.
Well, or let's throw back a bit. The Johnny Hunter folks originally hail from the Wollongong area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
How long has it been that you've been residing in Sydney as a group for?
Since 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We all met down in Wollongong. I met Xander, the rhythm guitarist.
Cool.
On a
cool
drunken night out at University of Wollongong, Werona College. You know, and I had all this poetry, and he was playing guitar in his dorm, and I drunkenly stormed in, obnoxious as hell, and was like, oh, you can play guitar, that's cool, well, I got this, and just, you know, laid some stuff down. And then we met our guitarist through an Italian exchange student, or ex-guitarist.
Okay, yeah.
Which was another weird thing. And then Jez, the drummer, was kicking in a few local bands, and then Sarone I met at Connor from Triple One, his 21st birthday party. And we kind of hit it off. So it's all, yeah, there's good couple of good origin stories there.
What kind of poetry were you writing at that time? Are we like talking like beatnik poetry? Are we
vibing? I don't even know if
Sonic?
I can call it poetry, to be honest. I will use poetry, the term, loosely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You did your debut gig at the Bank Hotel. I think it was like around 2017, 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
Was that the 1995?
I think it was, yeah.
We actually played before that.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
How secretive.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Well, we came into Sydney. I didn't even answer that last question. We came into Sydney from Wollongong, and we found it quite difficult to crack the scene when we came here.
Okay.
Because we were obviously not from around here, and we didn't really know. Well, I was, but we weren't doing music around Sydney. So Ben and I decided to start a makeshift record label called White Lodge.
Cool.
And we put on local shows at the pubs, and that was kind of how we were like, yeah, we're doing this pub festival under White Lodge. And people, oh, the White, you know. So we ended up sneaking Johnny Hunter onto one of the bills, and that bill happened to be with Polish Club at Botany
View. Oh, cool, yeah.
Which is funny now because we played our first gig with them, and now their management is our management. So
nice.
Full circle kind of story.
when you mentioned how it was kind of difficult to break into the local scene, did that have anything to do with also, I guess, the post lockout period that Sydney was going through as well?
Yeah, I think it had a lot to do with that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, places were like already at that time in turmoil. And it was really bizarre to watch like one place close, not then something else spring up and last for like maybe a couple of weeks and then disappear as well. It was a shape shifting horizon.
Definitely, and it still is.
Yeah,
it still
is.
But they gave like venues like the Botany View, bless its soul. Gave venues like the Botany View, room to breathe and room to grow. And some of the best gigs I've seen in Sydney have been at the Botany View Hotel.
Yeah, one of my favorite gigs at the Botany View was a band called Nala played there.
I know
and
Nala, yeah.
it was the middle of summer. It was hot as hell. It was sticky. The air conditioning unit at the back of the room or the front of the room with the stages was just billowing like white condensation. Mm. And straight away it was just fizzing out into nothing, and it was a very sticky affair.
Yeah, it gets real sticky in there.
So, look, as we mentioned, the EP has been a long time coming. Did you already have an idea of where you wanted to go as a band? Did you flaunt or flaunt or flirt with different territories of music before deciding what you actually wanted to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first release we did ever was One of a Kind, followed by 1995, and that was quite punky in itself. And we kind of had 1995 as our go-to track because people liked the sound of that when we were performing
for sure.
It. And we were kind of like, okay, we'll do the punk thing. But we always had this like anthemic, new wave, almost a little bit gothy, if you will, kind of glam way about it that we wanted to move away from the punk. It's hard to put into words, but we wanted to move away from the punk, and we've always had that kind of new wave.
Yeah.
Direction
about us. I see sometimes the term pub rock being used as well.
Yeah.
And which can evoke different images to your minds. You know, pub rock, you might throw your mind back to, I don't know, the days when, I don't know, Rose Tattoo ruled, blah, blah, blah. And you can think, maybe that's not necessarily my kind of jam. And a lot can be done with, I guess, pigeonholing a band.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely trying to get away from the pub rock label. It's a heavy label to put on someone. They're like, oh, it's like Rose Tattoo, the Angels. Like, no.
We are going to hear another track from the Early Trauma EP. This one was, I guess, the latest single to come around before we hear another single, actually, very, very shortly. Hollow Man is the track we're going to hear at the moment. Is there anything you can tell us about this song itself?
It started off as like a poem about, I guess, our disappointments with consumerism and being natural-born hedonists,
as human
beings. And it's kind of our take on throwaway lifestyles and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And I think the guitar line was written when we were recording our very first demos of Johnny Hunter, so it's quite a throwback.
Well, let's hear it right now. This is Hollow Man from the Early Trauma EP. Drops tomorrow. Let's hear it from Johnny Hunter. You're on 2SER.
Slips told us, you're a friend.
Hollow Man by Johnny Hunter from the early Trauma EP. Nick of the band joined me here in the studio. I really love your voice in that song.
Thank you.
Your voice in general is quite amazing. Do you find yourself naturally bringing up that kind of tonality in when you sing?
It's definitely easier for me to sing like that. I find that I can just pump it, and my vocals are quite loud when I do it as
nice.
Well. Yeah, so I always found it hard when I first started singing in like live venues and in band practices as well. There's no fallback or something. So you have to sing really loud, otherwise it sounds really bad, which isn't generally the case now when you have fallbacks and that sort of thing. But so it really helped me hear myself when I was actually doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember hearing stories about when Joy Division were doing their rehearsals. Mm. The only reason I forget his name, the bass player, played his bass so high, so he could purely hear what he was playing.
Yeah, right.
I guess it kind of resonates as well in like a mix of ways, bass and vocals and blah blah. I've seen many pictures of Johnny Hunter playing live. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, I've actually yet to experience it myself. But you all seem to have a very suave take on your live stage presence, almost like a glamorized pub rock version. I know you're not. You know, but when you use the word pub rock, is this a unanimous creative decision to employ that kind of, cabaret? I see the term used a lot with your music.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It was a definite conscious decision when we moved up here.
Have you played any strip shows yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Although Cerrone and Jerry get pretty close. Cerrone and Jerry could be strippers for sure.
Nice.
But not yet.
Cool. You have quite a head of hair.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I've noticed a fair few people in the band have shaved heads or near quite to the essence of bold. So it really like helps you stand out, I guess, from the rest of the band. Yeah.
I mean, that's not the point of it, but if you're in Johnny Hunter, you're not allowed to have hair except me. No, it just, I don't know, like it gives someone to, like something to talk about, something to look at, you know, like they're like, why have all those guys got the shaved head and he's got the mullet? It's kind of just a talking point. That's all. Yeah, you can come to your own conclusions.
Cool. So the EP drops tomorrow. Seeing as how it's been a work in progress for the past couple of years now, does that mean that you already have material that you're keeping, you know, for the right moment in time to let a light on the world?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been actually hanging on to a lot of songs for a long time.
Well, you came straight from rehearsal, didn't you, actually?
Yeah,
to get
I did.
Here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that's a good sign of things to come.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah, no, we're working on what will hopefully be an album.
Cool.
Which is pretty much written. We've just got to keep tweaking.
We were talking earlier about some bands that you really like, and you find yourself really invested in the UK scene, or kind of post-punk and, dare I say, really grimy garage bands.
Yeah.
Is, if you had the option to go anywhere and tour with Johnny Hunter, would that be where you would start or where you would end your tour?
Oh,
it's where you go generally, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we've always wanted to go to the UK. Like,
cool,
that's kind of been the end game for us, really. Like, it's just so many different cities that you can tour, and then you've got the whole of Europe, and we feel like we'd fit in quite nicely in the UK scene, I think.
Australian bands tend to do fairly well in the UK.
Yeah, and they're doing pretty well in America as well.
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that our youth station isn't taking the risks that others are.
I know, yeah. Well, we got this place, man.
we got 2SCR to keep it for the streets, as
exactly.
They say in the lingo.
Straight from the streets.
There are a couple of tour dates, which I won't mention at the moment. If you are listening and you are enjoying the sound of what you're hearing, keep your eyes and your ears open on all the social media listings. I'm sure they'll pop up tomorrow because that's when it's actually coming out. So you are going to be touring eventually, and there is somewhat of a record in the works. Are you committed to the sound you're currently inhabiting as a band? Do you want to, or do you have the urge to do things differently? Or are you, I guess, yeah, comfortable with what you are as a group?
We're definitely comfortable.
Cool, excellent.
And we're definitely committed to the sound that we've put out, especially in this upcoming EP, and building on that. But we also have a really soft spot for dance music. So
I would have thought balladry off the top of my head.
Balladry as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dance balladry.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. I don't know. Well, we're working on a few boppier tracks. I think also having, you know, such positive reviews come in from Try As You May, and having that like pulsy kind of dancier feel to it rather than our usual guitar. It was good to hear. It was good to see.
Perfect.
I think that's what we'll be chasing in the future.
So I wouldn't throw out the term that you're a band that's seasoned. You have been playing shows over the past couple of years. Mm. I know there's some groups that kind of take every opportunity to play a show and some that don't necessarily. Yeah. And especially in such a tight-knit community such as Sydney, does that, in your experience, work for a band or against them?
To a point, we used to do it. And I think once you start making a name for yourself and there's a few, you know, people that want to come see you at your gigs, I think the best thing to do is to play to them, keep giving to them, and then, you know, eventually take it away. And kind of just having that happy medium, you know?
Yeah.
Because people can just see you whenever they want if you're playing every night. You know, you want people to like it, not to miss it.
But and there's also the issue of, I know that some guarantees aren't necessarily the highest that they could be, and you're relying on crowds to come to free shows. Even though they're free shows, people really kind of sometimes just don't want to show up for some reason, which I find unfathomable.
Yeah.
And I'm completely perplexed as to why, you know, I'll go to a gig at, say, I don't know, Botany View, and there's just no one there, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's a free show and Wow Wow Wow's playing. Why are there not more people here?
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. We are going to hear one last track from the record. This one is the newest single to be dropped from the EP, which comes out tomorrow. The name of the track is called Innocence, or is it called Innocence Interrupted? Because I see two.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my own misspelling.
No. That's us. It's okay. It's Innocence Interrupted.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's a song, if I'm just kind of reading off the press release here,
that's
if
cool,
I may.
Man.
It's an ode to Winona Ryder in the 1988 movie Heathers.
Yeah, it is. That movie was doing the rounds in the band, and we were watching it, and one of the members really took a shining to that character. And, you know, the whole EP is sort of situated around wasted youth and wasted opportunity and that sort of thing. And if you've seen the movie...
I have seen the musical form of the movie.
Well, that's cool as well. Hell yeah.
It's on YouTube. Everyone's like listening and wants to watch it. Musical form of Heathers. A Broadway production, if you will.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay, cool. I'm going to have to...
Do check it out, yeah.
I will. But yeah, it's just a song that reflects her journey and her character, and we kind of tailor it to us as well.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Nick of Johnny Hunter, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been real, as they say. Literally, because reality. This track is called Innocence Hunted. Sorry, Innocence. It is called Innocence Interrupted by Johnny Hunter. We are going to hear some more music, of course, throughout the show because I'm here till midnight, but let's dive into it from the EP. It comes out tomorrow. Nick, once again, thank you. Anyone's listening, do keep your eyes on your social media listings from the EP Early Trauma. Innocence Interrupted. You're on 2SER.